AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Volkswagen may be in for more trouble. There's word its latest model year diesel cars and trucks being shipped to America have suspicious software. AP's Tom Krischer has more from Detroit.
That software could help them with their emissions controls. The Environmental Protection Agency is looking into that, and if it finds that this thing does indeed help them cheat on emissions controls, that could mean more problems for Volkswagen.
Meantime, the man recently named to head the automaker's North American business has left the company before he ever officially took over. Religious freedom is being threatened around the world. The State Department is out with a new report on the threats people of faith are facing. Secretary of State Kerry said among the worst offenders are Boko Haram and the Islamic State group.
Entire populations of religious minority groups have been targeted for killing. Terrified young girls have been separated out by religion and sold into slavery.
In Israel, hundreds of troops are being deployed around that country to assist police forces in countering a wave of deadly Palestinian shooting and stabbing attacks. Police are also being allowed to seal off points of friction or incitement. In Florida, a pilot is dead along with a person on the ground following a small plane crash. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating.
We do know that the aircraft started out in Orlando and he was coming down here to Lantana for his flight. We are tracking information. We are talking to find out if he was talking to ATC and any radio communications.
Jesse Jackson says former NBA star Lamar Odom is on life support, but his doctors believe he is improving. He says Khloe Kardashian and some of Odom's childhood friends were by his side, and former Lakers teammate Kobe Bryant visited him last night. Jackson says Odom's loved ones are just holding hands and hoping he can now bounce back. Odom was found unconscious yesterday at the Love Ranch brothel in Nevada. On Wall Street, the Dow's down by 85. This is AP Radio News. The Democratic candidates are getting praise for their performance in last night's debate from a Democrat who was not on the stage in Las Vegas. This is how Vice President Biden responded to a shouted question following a speech in Washington today.
I was proud of I thought they all did well.
But he would not comment when asked when he might announce whether he would make a bid for the 2016 nomination. It's game five today in both the American League playoff series. In the first game, the Rangers are sending Cole Hamels to the mound against the Blue Jays. His catcher says that team is confident.
We're prepared. The good thing for us is he's been in these situations plenty of times before. He's a World Series MVP. Who better to have out there in that situation where we need one win than Cole Hamels? And that's exactly the reason they brought him in here. And I think, he'll be ready to go.
In the other game, the Royals will be playing the Astros in Kansas City. The winners of each of these games will advance on to the championship series. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.